In 2021, 1 in 5 U.S. adults suffered from mental illness. That's 20% of the adult population. So chances are you know or experience yourself, someone is in your family who deals with it. Mental health encompasses a wide range of issues like depression, PTSD, bipolar disorder, ADHD, substance abuse, addictions, anxiety disorder, SAD, that's separation anxiety disorder, eating disorders, and so much more. So how do we pray for a family member struggling in this area? And how does the one experiencing it pray? We seek the one who came to set the captives free and set at liberty those bound by oppression, Jesus. Will you stop and pray for your loved ones, asking for discernment from Jesus, who knew how to compassionately heal those who dealt with mental strongholds? Father, we lift up family members that we can think of, and maybe even be lifting up yourself. And we ask, first of all, for freedom. We know that the torments, the things that happen mentally, often come from things like not forgiving those who've hurt us, from not accepting the fact that you value us and find that we are your masterpiece, for not believing that you were pierced for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities, the punishment that brought us complete inner healing. Your peace was on you, Jesus, and by your 39 stripes that you experienced, we are healed, both internally and externally. So we ask, God, that family members will experience that peace where there is chaos, confusion, disorder, anxiety and fear. Help them to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Help them to bring their concerns and address them before you, and to experience your peace that surpasses our heart and our mind and guards our heart and mind and surpasses our understanding. Help them, the one that's experiencing, to experience complete wholeness. That's what we desire for them. Complete healing, complete deliverance. If it's demonic, we pray that they would no longer be oppressed or enchained, that they would hear you opening their prison door and setting them free. If there's still unforgiveness and they're bitter, we pray, God, that you would help them walk through the process of forgiveness. And every thought, every memory, every little videotape, they would forgive until they are free from the power of those thoughts. We also pray they would feel valued and important and see their purpose in the body of Christ, free from fear, anxiety, mental disorders. For the one caregiving, we pray they would have discernment, wisdom, patience, compassion. For the one watching on the sidelines, still a family member, but not caring for that person specifically or individually or personally, that they would not have judgment, but they would have empathy, intercession, words of encouragement, and help the person see they matter. We're all needed. We all deal with not feeling great about ourselves at different times. But even David in the Psalms discovered, "Why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God. Put your hope in God." And when the righteous cry for help, Lord, you hear and deliver them out of all their troubles. You are near to the brokenhearted and save the crushed in spirit. And we praise you because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and we know that full well. So we pray that becomes their rock, their cornerstone, that changes every part of their lives and those that are watching them and observing. In Jesus' name.